Aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, May 26, 2014. It is Memorial Day today, and this is the day when the government honors all those young people who were killed in all these wars for the bankers, and then, of course, were no longer a cost to the government because they were now dead. And I don't know about you, but I found it incredibly hypocritical for Obama and much of the rest of the government to get up there and talk about the honor and glory of all these dead soldiers at the same time they are provably putting the screws to those who managed to survive their time in combat. And it's a little infuriating, I think. And I'm not even a veteran. I'm not even a veteran, and I find it extremely angering. Now, we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And because it's a Monday and a holiday, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us today in the third hour to bring her unique point of view on what is going on in the world. A couple of program notes this coming Thursday, May 29th. James Fetzer will be our on-air guest talking about Jim Norville's book, which basically documents Lee Harvey Oswald helped the FBI foil an assassination plot against John F. Kennedy in Chicago. So he was an undercover informant working for the government. The assassins figured out he must have been the snitch, and that's why he was set up as the patsy in Dealey Plaza. On June 13th, Gilbert Levin will be joining us to discuss some of the latest hemming and hawing about the planet Mars coming out of Never a Straight Answer. And Norman Finkelstein will be our guest sometime in June. We haven't nailed the date down just yet. We're also going to be getting Dee McLachlan back. She was the author of these children's books about Monster Corn and banking and the three tall buildings. And apparently the books are doing so well, the Australian corporate media decided they needed to go in and smear her and ridicule her. Her point of view, and warn parents you should never, ever, ever, ever let your children anywhere near these books. So we're going to be talking with Dee McLachlan about that one and the impact she's obviously having. Now, over at whatreallyhappened.com, we relinked to a video from Memorial Day 2 years ago where McCain is out there doing the usual speechification about how war is glorious and glamorous and you should all want to go off and, you know, die for the name of freedom and democracy and actually for private central banking. And he was confronted by somebody in the audience who stood up and said, let's talk about the USS Liberty. That was when Israel attacked the USS Liberty, killed 30 U.S. service people, tried to frame Egypt for it. That plot failed. And everybody covered it up, including John McCain's father, Admiral McCain, who basically went into all the surviving members of the crew of the USS Liberty and said, if you ever talk about Israel attacking your ship, you will never see the light of day again. So he got challenged on that. And, well, he should, because this idea of a Memorial Day, certainly its purpose is an honorable one. But the uses that it's being put to by the federal government and by the politicians, it is absolutely rank with hypocrisy. Which gets us on down to the growing Veterans Administration scandal. We're seeing an article that came out of Blacklisted News. What we have seen so far is just the tip of the military abuse iceberg, and there are people who are going public all across the country about how they were maltreated or ignored or just marginalized. We're hearing all these stories about all the rules the VA has come up with to cut off benefits to soldiers for minor legal infractions, for refusing a treatment they think may be harmful. The doctors can come in and say, we're going to take this syringe of drain cleaner and shove it into your arm. The soldier says, no, I don't think that's a good idea. All right, that's it. Your benefits are cut off. We're talking about the flood of soldiers and sailors and air people who get to the very, very end of their honorable service, and then the military finds some excuse to give them a dishonorable discharge, at which point their benefits get cut off again. This thing is a scandal. Now, last week on The Daily Show, Jon Stewart, in an effort to take some of the heat off Barack Obama, was hammering home the point that this kind of maltreatment of military veterans has been going on all along, and he's absolutely right. Because the instant you, as serving military, ceases to be of any use to the war effort, they don't want to deal with you. It's, from their point of view, it's wasted money. Ah, we're spending all this money keeping these people alive and semi-healthy, and we can't put a rifle in their hand again. this war is over budget. We've got to start cutting money to the VA. Now, over in Congress, there is a growing call to the Department of Justice and Eric Holder, meaning nothing's ever really going to happen, to investigate whether or not the VA's behavior with these secret waiting lists and simply shoving people into a corner until they die crosses from mere incompetence to criminal misconduct. I would say it went over that line a long, long time ago. The VA is now admitting that delays to health care have caused 23 deaths among our veterans. And if you believe that number is that low, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. But why? Well, boy, it's getting all this press all over. You know why? Because Obama is throwing the Veterans Administration under the media bus to take the focus off of Benghazi, NSA spying on us all, IRS targeting of dissidents, Fusion Center targeting of protesters. These are all major scandals. Some of them reach the level of impeachability, but oh no, we're going to just set up the Veterans Administration to be the scapegoat between now and November. That's really what's going on and why there's so much attention on it. I'm not saying the Veterans Administrator administration doesn't deserve a good shellacking for their poor treatment of our veterans. They do, but not to the exclusion of these other abuses by the government against the American people and the American veteran. By the way, for those of you who are still supporting of Obamacare, take a look at the Veterans Administration, because that is the model of government health care. They literally were operating covert death panels. Oh, this veteran's injuries are too great. They're going to cost us too much. Put him on the long waiting list and maybe he'll die and we won't have to spend the money. That's government managed health care. I remember a scandal a couple of years ago where the VA hospital were doing colonoscopies on the veterans and they weren't sterilizing the proctoscope, and they managed to generate an epidemic of hepatitis. First patient they did had hepatitis. They used the same instrument on all the soldiers that followed. Something 30 or 40 veterans had hepatitis added on top of everything else they were having to deal with. That's government managed health care for you right there. Alrighty, so let's turn over to Russia, Ukraine, and Europe. It's been a very tumultuous series of elections. Ukraine's chocolate king, Petro Poroshenko, who is a billionaire, he's an oligarch, and he is leading election with 25% of the votes counted. Now, the reason the count is going so slow is that Ukraine's security service discovered a virus inside the Central Election Commission's computer server that was designed to delete the results of the presidential vote. So now they can't trust their computerized vote, and they're going back to a hand count. But even that is not above suspicion, because we posted a photo to whatreallyhappened.com. The Ukrainians like to use these transparent, see-through ballot boxes to convey the impression it is an open, transparent election. And yet, if you look inside the boxes, you will see stacks of votes on the bottom, neatly folded in a pile. That is absolutely impossible, dropping them one at a time through that top slot. So we already know this election is just an absolute, complete fraud. And Ukraine will still suffer under the rule of oligarchs. The new incoming government is just as corrupt as the one that got kicked out. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, supernaturalsilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. Bear in Colorado, aloha. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind today?
Good afternoon. You know, I've been thinking a lot about this because I've had to change my worldview about 15 times in the last 20 years. And I'm getting down to the point where every man has to decide for themselves. You know, you can't lead someone. You have to show by example. And because we can only live by example, we only have one master, and each man has to decide whether they're going to serve the Creator and do no harm, or become a mercenary for lucre. And I think what's happened with the veterans, they've been deceived to the point where they are relying solely on blind patriotism, so they don't have to look at the fact that they're actually mercenaries.
Well, it's not really working. Most of those kids in uniform are smart enough to realize that what they're really doing is not what the recruiters told them they were going to be doing. That's why there is such a problem with antidepressants and suicides among our serving military. They're smart enough to realize what it is they're really doing. They're coming to the same conclusion that Major General Smedley Butler did, only it took Butler 30 years to do it, and most of these kids are figuring it out in just a few months.
Well, the main thing is when you serve lucre, when you serve just for the money, and you are actually doing harm to another man or woman, then as a mercenary, this is how mercenaries have been treated throughout history. You know, the worst thing that a ruler wanted was a mercenary, unpaid mercenary in their midst.
Well, I understand from the point of view of the government that they're probably treating these military people like mercenaries and the veterans like mercenaries. And I understand that for those of us who understand the genuine motives for the war, we can see them as mercenaries. However, I think we need to look at what is the intention of those kids in the uniform, because I don't think any of them joined the military thinking, I'm going to get paid to go out and kill people at random. As you said, they've been deceived into thinking it's patriotic, that they're bringing democracy to these countries, that they're freeing these people from evil tyrants. They are as much victims as anybody else in this war. And because these serving military did not intend to be mercenaries, I don't think we can really call them as such.
Well, I'm not saying that I'm here to blame anybody or to label anybody, but every man should do it for themselves. And that's why if you are going to take on the mantle of the United States citizen, you're a mercenary. And you can't have one foot in and one foot out. You can either serve the master, your creator, through whatever, you know, either whether it's Jesus or whatever, or you can serve the slave master who is hiring mercenaries and giving them slave scripts.
Yeah, but Barry, you need to remember our government and our military high command, have a whole clerical corps within all the branches of military to assure these kids in uniform that what they're doing is what God wants, that it's blessed by God, that they're going to go to heaven if they die in combat, the same stuff they were doing back during the Crusades. And I think we have to get back down to intent. Those kids who joined the military because they thought it was good for the country and that they were doing their patriotic duty and they were bringing democracy to these invaded nations and freeing the people from evil tyrants, you have to look at motive here, and the motives, at least at the beginning, were very honorable. Of course, once they're there in the war zone, it's not like they can put down their rifle and say, I've changed my mind, or they get brought up on desertion charges. And they wind up, in more danger from their own officers than from the enemy troops.
You know, I learned a new word the other day. It's called stratocracy. And it's government ruled by chiefs, military chiefs. So here you have the commander-in-chief and the joint chiefs of staff, and you have the CEOs of all the corporations. These guys know what they're doing, and they are not doing it in a way that serves the creator. So therefore, they are serving.
It doesn't even serve the general public or the general good of the United States. It's all about money in their own pocket.
And that's why I use the word lucre, because that's what you're doing. You're doing it for personal gain. And then you have the Machiavellian that the end justifies the mean.
Well, that certainly does not matter in this case, because I think the end of this war agenda is going to be the defeat and destruction of the United States of America. Bear, we're going to let you go here right now. I need to get back on and finish up what's going on over in Ukraine. There's an article over at RIMF.com basically saying, the presidential election in Ukraine is a sham, and we've known that all along. All the candidates who were allowed to run for president were all from the junta. The ballots did not include any pro-separatist, anti-Europe candidates. They didn't include any candidates that came up through any kind of a primary process to represent the people. It was simply the government that was installed by force saying, okay, these are all our buddies, you get to pick one. And it looks like even then they were cheating to hand it to this billionaire guy. By the way, we put some photos over at whatreallyhappened.com. Back when the elected government of Ukraine was kicked out, the media made a big deal about the very luxurious house the Ukrainian president lived in. Oh, see, he's rich on the backs of those poor Ukrainians. We have to get rid of him. And we coupled that with photos of the private residence of the new, soon-to-be confirmed Ukrainian president. It's even bigger, and it overtly looks like the White House. The guy just set himself up. I'm going to be it. I got enough money to make sure that it goes here. Now, even the Ukrainian World Congress is reporting there are violations in the Ukrainian election. Polls that were closed, people were taken off the voting rolls. I remember we had that photo the other day of one of the official voting rolls that showed all these voters with the exact same residential address. The whole thing is completely fraudulent from top to bottom. But the Ukrainian World Congress came out and said, well, even though there are violations and problems, trust us, it didn't change the outcome, which is the same thing we hear in the United States of America. Every time they find another vote fraud, a rigged machine, people being kicked off the polls, we're always told, well, yeah, there was this problem, but trust us, it didn't change the outcome. Really, you know, we would tell you if it changed the outcome. Of course, no, they wouldn't. Of course not. None dare call it vote fraud. Anyway, let's see. Art off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm probably going to get caught by the break, but I want to address two groups of individuals, those currently serving in the military and those who have never served. Mm-hmm. First, those who have never served. I've been hearing a lot of calls of some of you folks calling in, basically slandering those of us who have worn the uniform and currently wear the uniform.
Well, you're not hearing that on this show.
Not on your show, but on other shows. What you folks need to understand, you've never worn the uniform, so you really do not understand what those of us who have did go through. Now, fortunately, I never had to fire my weapon during my service. I never had to take a life. I'm thankful for that. Doesn't mean I haven't done serious bodily harm to people, but that was after I got out of the military. Not everyone, as you pointed out, Mike, not everyone who joins the military goes in because they're thinking that they're going to kill people. While we do know that roughly 10% of the military now comprises of former criminals, felons, gangbangers, stuff like this, these guys probably had some pretty sadistic motives in mind when they joined. But the vast majority, 90%, go in with very honorable intentions. And this is what you have to understand. Don't hate the warrior, hate the war. It's not their fault that they got caught up in this. They didn't know any better at the time. But they are waking up. Now, to those of you currently serving, those of you who know the truth and understand the truth, I hear the break.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're going to have to wrap it up.
Reach out to those who don't. Educate them. Wake them up. We've got to stop this before it goes any further.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I'm going to respond when we come back from the commercial break.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent,
If you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Of course, over in Iran, the criminal banksters are now dangling at the end of a rope. All righty. Now, responding to Art off the grid, I'm absolutely in agreement that the veterans and serving military are not to blame for what is going on. It is the leadership, the military command, and the civilian government over them who have decided on this agenda to go out and conquer the world to re-enslave them to the U.S. dollar. Now, knowing what we know today about government staged propaganda, I'm thinking back to the big stint that happened when our soldiers returning from Vietnam were at the airport and the so-called peaceniks were there to spit on them. And I have to tell you, looking back on that, that seemed like it was a propaganda operation to demonize the peace movement, just like that staged riot at Disneyland. And I don't think I buy that official story any longer, because I think most of us are aware enough to understand it isn't the serving soldiers, sailors, and airmen. These kids put on the uniform, they took an oath, they're doing what they promised to do. They have far more honor than the civilian government that is ordering them into all these invasions for war. Now, Art Off the Grid also wanted me to talk about the law of armed conflict. This is a set of internationally recognized standards regulating military behavior. And if you go outside that law, you can be brought up on war crimes charges. Now, real hired mercenaries don't have to follow that. They can do whatever they want because they're not going to be reported in the news media. They're going to be supported and covered up by the governments that hire them. But regular serving military do have to follow the law of armed conflict. And by the way, it's in the Universal Code of Military Justice that serving military in the United States forces have a legal right to refuse any order that violates the law of armed conflict. If the colonel comes in and says, I want you to blow up that orphanage, the soldiers can say, no, we're not going to do that. There are no combatants in there. Remember Aaron Watada and all the grief they poured on him, because the last thing they want is for the military to start thinking for themselves that, hey, what we're doing is morally wrong. It's a violation of the law of armed conflict. These are war crimes we're being told to commit. And they know from the Nuremberg trials, saying I was only following orders is not an excuse. It is the letter of the military law that if you are ordered to commit an act which is not in compliance with the law of armed conflict, you do have a right to refuse. Of course, they're going to whoop on you and kick you and shame you and call you a coward and everything to try and get you to do what they want you to do. But the veterans are most assuredly not to blame for what's been going on. And as a result, their maltreatment by the Veterans Administration, funded by your tax dollars, is all that more onerous. Now, getting back to Ukraine. Fighting has resumed in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian warplanes and helicopters have attacked the Donetsk airport. And apparently along the way, the Ukrainian army has shelled the Slavyansk residential area. They're just shooting everybody, including civilian non-combatants. Apparently one of the shells almost hit a local teacher's college. Speaking of the law of armed conflict, along with painting their helicopters to look like they're from the United Nations. None of this stuff is legal. Now, Donetsk and Lugansk have now merged together to form a new autonomous nation called Novorossiya. So they're already forming their new government, and of course the junta in Kiev is out there absolutely dead set that they're going to reconquer those wealthy eastern part of Ukraine, because otherwise Russia's going to close relationships with eastern Ukraine, and Europe, for all the coup d'etat, is going to get the debt-stricken, unproductive western part of the country. Putin's got to be laughing his rear end off with this one. Speaking of Putin, article over at ericmargolis.com, the Great Western Gas Fiasco is talking about how Putin, who normally plays the poker face, he was on the verge of actually grinning over this deal with Russia and China now moving closer together and moving closer with Iran. And China's investing huge amounts of money in Russian industry. Russia's investing in China. They're moving incredibly close. They're forming an economic power bloc, which is going to be potent indeed, because both those nations have good, solid manufacturing foundations. Both those nations have good, solid agricultural output. Both of those nations have adequate domestic energy supplies. And this is the failure of the U.S. policy. Russia's out there making deals while the U.S. is out there making war. And the U.S. is making war because nobody wants to make a deal with the United States anymore. We don't manufacture quality products anymore at an affordable price. That's all very expensive junk. And especially with our computer industry being kneecapped by the revelations about the NSA, nobody wants to use U.S.-based computer services. Nobody wants to use U.S.-based cloud. Nobody wants to buy any computers or equipment that are coming through the United States of America because they are known to be backdoored. If you want to know a reason why the United States economy is in the Al-Qaeda, it is directly due to the federal government's policies since the crash of 2008. And all of those are policies dictated by that private central bank that wants to go on issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest to make themselves rich and you poor. Now, there's a very alarming development. This is being reported over in alalam.ir. Jordan has just expelled the Syrian ambassador. Apparently, just gave him 24 hours to leave, declared him persona non grata. And they're kicking him out supposedly because he made statements that the government of Jordan doesn't agree with. Well, he is the Syrian ambassador. But I think there's more going on than that, because the timing of this ouster of the Syrian ambassador is very suspect, because it's coming right on the eve of this massive training exercise in Jordan involving 6,000 U.S. troops. It looks to me like the U.S. is planning or thinking about simply invading Syria before the Syrian elections can even happen. Because if Bashar al-Assad wins those elections, it completely destroys the U.S. rationale for intervening in Syria for the last 3 years. Of course, I already know what the U.S. government is going to say. Oh, Syria's elections, they're a complete fraud. They can't be trusted. You know, our elections are good and Syria's elections are bad and Ukraine's elections are good, even though the evidence of fraud is overwhelming. But this U.S. war agenda to force the world back to Bretton Woods, to force the world back to the petrodollar, it's already crumbling and failing. And this government can't admit error or reverse course. We already saw that with Obamacare and human-caused global warming. And they can't afford to lose any one of these invasions or overthrows, or it's the last. If the U.S. gets kicked out of Syria, if the U.S. gets kicked out of Libya, the American people are going to say, all right, we've gone along with this nonsense long enough. It's time to pull the plug. And pulling the plug will mean the money junkies aren't going to be able to afford being money junkies any longer. And they're going to be crying and throwing tantrums and say, oh, I need another $1 billion. Really? I need my fix. I'm breaking out in sweats, you know, because they're all addicts there to other people's money. Now, yesterday, Barack Obama paid a surprise visit to the troops in Afghanistan. And frankly, looking at the faces of those troops, they didn't look really all that happy to be there. And Obama actually kept them waiting in that tent for quite a while before he put on his appearance. And he made one statement there, which I think did not make him any friends. And that is he declared the U.S. role in Afghanistan will extend beyond 2014. Hi, I'm the president. Happy Memorial Day. And you're going to be stuck here long past when I said you were going to be stuck here. And of course, this is another imperial edict because the United States does not have any kind of a treaty or understanding with the government of Afghanistan to stay past the end of 2014. Hamid Karzai won't sign it. Hamid Karzai wouldn't even show up to meet Obama. This is just more imperial arrogance where the U.S. is going to say, we've decided we must stay in Afghanistan whether the government wants it or not. It's an echo of what John McCain was saying about Nigeria last week, that the U.S. has a right to intervene in Nigeria to find Boko Haram whether the Nigerian government approves or not. So they're definitely out there, way off the edge of the Constitution. They can't declare wars for no reason at all. Certainly not without the permission of the United States Congress. Now, we're coming up on another commercial break. When we come back, major shift in the politics of Europe coming out of all these elections. And the news, I think, is good. We'll be right back.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get into the European elections here, I just linked to the front of whatreallyhappened.com this article called Who's Dangerous? It's from the trenches worldreport.com, and it's a look back at an official Department of Homeland Security document from 2009, which lists military veterans who have fought in foreign wars and are disgruntled about the takeover of the United States as being extremely dangerous and a threat to national security. So there's another reason for the VA to be letting these guys die. They're seen as an enemy of U.S. government policies, even though they went out there and got crippled enforcing U.S. government policies. Now, that's got to be a real slap in the face of every veteran who served in combat to come back and discover the government that you gave so much for now has declared you as a dangerous extremist because you might not be happy about what happened to you. And worse, they're trying to simply declare all returning veterans as suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, justifying the removal of their Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. And I've read that Bill of Rights. There are no qualifiers in it whatsoever. Now, getting on over to Europe, we're already dealing with the aftermath of the huge upset. Nigel Farage and his UKIP party just swept the elections. Looks like he could actually wind up as Britain's prime minister. Labour and the Tories are absolutely kneecapped at this point, and the issues of this election were to stop this flood of immigrants pouring into their country and to distance from the economic disaster of the European Union. And we saw the corporate media just, you know, demonizing UKIP for being racists. How dare they not allow a flood of other people to come into Great Britain? You know, at a time when the British people are no more able to find employment than the American people are. And how dare he not realize the inevitability of the ascendancy of the European Union? And I'm sure there was vote fraud over there, but you know, it's the interesting thing about vote fraud. Vote fraud can shift an election by a few percentage points, but it can't reverse a landslide or it becomes too obvious. So they're very, very happy what happened there. Now, all across Europe during their EU elections, the Eurosceptics we're winning. The countries that don't really like being part of the European Union, the parties that don't like being part of the European Union, scored huge victories. They're calling it the political earthquake. Down in Spain, the Catalonia Separatist Party won the EU vote in Spain. This is a major reversal of fortunes for the globalists and the New World Order plotters. We were all supposed to happily go along with their building of a one world government and a one world bank. But the crippling problem with the European Union is they had a built-in self-destruct device right from the very beginning called the European Central Bank. The National Front wins the European Parliament elections in France. This is a major reversal of fortunes for the EU and for those who want to form a one-world government. Greece's Golden Dawn won a seat in the EU Parliament. And, of course, the media is out there saying, oh, this is the extreme far right. How dare they be nationalists? And remember, nationalists is the first half of National Socialists. They're just screaming like crazy that their agenda to forge a single planetary government and banking system has just been dealt a major, major setback. They don't know how they're going to recover from that one here. All righty, let's see. We're going to take some phone calls here. Kenny in Texas, aloha. Kenny, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there, thanks for taking a call. I'm not disagreeing with everything you're saying. I've got a little bit different slant. First, I'm going to make a statement. The statement is this. All wars are political and happen because of some group wanting to advance an agenda that involves resources and or money, you might call it. We could shorten that by saying all wars are political and about money and resources. That's what they all are.
Yes.
And they all, back through history, including now, it's happening now again, as it always does. You could even say World War II was about it, too. I'm not going to get into that one and argue that one, but we could go back as far as we want to go. But my point about, I understand that it's really hard to want to blame anyone who gets duped into thinking they ought to join the military, but my opinion is this. Yes, all of these military guys need to take responsibility for their actions. I'll say this. If no one was volunteering for these wars, we wouldn't be having them. Simple.
Well, that's kind of a naive statement. First of all, I get the impression that you've never read my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. You'd realize that I'm in agreement with you about the ultimate cause of all the wars. Second of all, these recruiters are lying to these kids about why they're joining and what they're going to be doing. And in many cases, and we've seen it right here in Hawaii, the government is deliberately crashing the economy so that young people have no option left but to join the military coming out of school. It's either join the military or be hungry and homeless on the street or stay living with your parents. And besides that, when military enlistment drops, the U.S. government already has a new draft bill sitting in committee in Congress, ready to go the instant they think they can pass it without a huge public backlash.
Right, yeah, and in response to your statement earlier, yes, we do agree. I agree with most of everything you say. I just believe that folks need to take some responsibility. Yes, all of that that you just said, I agree with. They're being lied to. They're being manipulated. The whole public is. And we can get it up. We can take it all the way back to money and banking, because that's who I, in my personal opinion, I believe that the military of this country has become the strong arm of the government, which is really run by oligarchs and corporations. So, in essence, really, the military people are out there fighting wars to keep this false, corrupted economy going, which really should be done away with anyway. We really need to get rid of the entire sham and get back to substance, in my opinion. But, hey, keep up the great work. No, I do agree with most of what you're saying. I just
think that people... And I would recommend you look up a treatise called War is a Racket by Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler. Who basically lays out exactly what you're saying, that the U.S. military, regardless of what those kids in uniform are told about bringing democracy to the world, they really are enforcers for this organized crime system at the heart of our financial system. We're going to switch over to David in Boston. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. Aloha, Michael. The local chapter of Vietnam veterans, are not Vietnam, just plain Veterans for Peace, Michael,
here in Boston is called the Smedley Butler chapter of the Veterans for Peace.
Okay.
But, yeah, so anyways, yeah, that book is highly recommended, The War is a Racket. Almost required reading. But anyways, hey, just quickly, Michael, I was going to bring up a certain case, but before I do, you know, I was a taxi cab driver up in Anchorage, Alaska for almost like 20 years, like through the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most common bumper stickers up in Anchorage, Michael, was here today and gone to Maui.
Yeah.
Because the folks up in Alaska and up in Anchorage, every chance they got during those long, cold winters, they'd try to escape to Hawaii for a few days or a week or two. And I never went to Hawaii. It's the only state I haven't been to. But I used to drive around quite a few Hawaiians during the summertime. They'd come up to Alaska to visit Alaska in the summertime and everything. And, you know, there's a close relationship, as you probably well know, between Alaska and Hawaii.
Well, they're two states who were made states in violation of the UN Charter. The plebiscites were fraudulent, and basically the option to become independent states was left off the ballot, as is required. Anyway, listen, we're coming up on the top of the hour, David. I'm afraid I'm going to have to cut you off because we've only got about a minute left here. When we come back at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking about this tragic shooting that took place out in California. Or we are being told took place out in California. We also have another one in North Carolina. It looks like the gun grabbers are ramping up their campaign to simply go on killing more and more Americans until we all throw up our hands and say, oh, yes, please take our guns, make us safe, and so forth. So we're going to take a break here at the top of the hour. When we come on back, we're going to be talking about this latest story out of California.